think about the world before the Affordable Care Act. People were being denied because of pre-existing conditions. People were being terminated. People had plans that discriminated against women. I mean, there are a lot of problems which are solved by the Affordable Care Act that is going to make healthcare a lot better for people. Now, the fundamental question you raised, Jimmy, is one that we have to think about. Is employer-based healthcare going to continue at a strong level? And for the Affordable Care Act to work, it has to. I believe it will, based on the Massachusetts experience. Let's talk in a year or two, and we'll see. We can bet each other a pizza if you want.
I'm a little backlogged on food bets right now. I still owe Steve Stoddard a steak dinner at the Prime Rib, you know, because I was so off point with Mitt Romney, who evidently is now like the messiah to the liberals. Love it. Okay, let's get to the phones. We got people jammed up here. Let's go to Sue Montgomery County.
Just for the record, he turned down my bet. I just want everybody to realize that.
Yeah, I'm broke.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I just wanted to make a couple of comments real quick. I'm the person who alerted Judicial Watch on September the 4th that the Ravens, when they came out with their promotion of affordable health care, were actually doing so because they were getting $130,000 from the state of Maryland, and they were getting extra money for post games, and the taxpayers were having to pick up two insurance policies to get them to do it of $1 million and $2 million. And I think that's kind of disingenuous, and I think the listening audience ought to know that. The other thing is with the affordable health care, in Maryland, the bipartisan bill that was passed that DeMarco is talking about, that was passed with a caveat that there would be no tax money going to it. It would just be federal money. Well, now O'Malley has given millions of dollars to support navigators that are not funded by the federal government, including $1 million to Casa de Maryland so they can navigate illegal aliens who aren't even eligible for the system, navigate them through. And the third thing is that why should I be paying for someone else's kid to be on their health insurance till the age of 26 when they're not dependents of those parents, when they live out of state, and they can also be married? And I've got to now pay for their adult children. So this is not affordable health care. This is social engineering, and this is taking good, hardworking people and telling them you're going to have less money, you're going to have less resources, because you got to pay for the other people who aren't responsible for themselves.
Thank you, sir.
Well, let me address the points. First of all, the bill I mentioned is bipartisan, was before the Affordable Care Act. It was 2007. It was the Working Families and Small Business Health Care Act that Democrats and Republicans voted for in Maryland General Assembly, and that was with state money, primarily the tobacco tax. So that's what I'm referring to, a bipartisan bill with state and federal money, combined state and federal, to expand Medicaid. On the other point of subsidizing people, the point I made earlier is you are doing that now. When someone without health insurance goes to the hospital and the hospital has to let them in, we don't want them to throw people out when they need it and run up a huge bill that they can't pay for. We all pay for that.
Vinny, I got to call you on this again. Again, illegal immigrants are not included in the ACA. So if we really want to have a serious conversation about people that are using our emergency rooms for preemptive care, fine. But again, this doesn't deal with the underlying disease here. No pun intended.
I'm sorry. I wasn't addressing her point on immigrants. I was addressing her point on other people who are uninsured. I'll get to the immigrants point. But
I brought up immigrants because you're talking about the shared cost of people abusing hospitals as primary caregivers.
Well, let's start with people who aren't undocumented immigrants.
Okay, so let's forget 30 million people.
Well, okay. We'll get to that point. But for people who aren't, who are going to the hospital because they fell off a roof or something and need care and don't have insurance and run up a huge bill, right now we all pay for it. It's a hidden health care tax. When everybody has insurance, that will be reduced. Now, the problem of undocumented immigrants is a serious one. And I agree with you. The Affordable Care Act does not deal with it. It was not part of that. Hopefully, there's going to be immigration reform, which will deal with it somehow. But right now, what we have for people who are undocumented is hospitalization and safety nets like community health centers. We do the best we can. But the Affordable Care Act does what it can for people who are or here and can access.
Vinny, let's be honest. Okay, illegal immigrants will be included in the ACA. They weren't originally because the politicians that passed this did not want that cost being incorporated into the Congressional Budget Office estimates, which is why originally when this thing was sold to the American people, it was to the tune of $1 trillion, which was going to be a cost transfer from getting out of the war in Iraq into the ACA. Right now we're approaching $3 trillion without including illegal immigrants in it. So the the false pretense that this thing has been sold to when the American people from how much it's going to cost to you get to keep your plan, you get to keep your doctor, it's not socialized medicine. All of it, forget disingenuous, was a flat-out lie.
Well, I will disagree with you. There are millions of Americans that have benefited so far, and people under age 26, seniors, people who've gotten ability to get tax credits for their small business. Millions of Americans have benefited. Millions of more are going to benefit as of January 1. And I'm telling you, when we fully implement this law, when the website is working, when people are calling and getting on board, this law is going to help everyone in America.
Let's go to Jenny on her cell. Jenny, you're on the air with Vinny DeMarco.